You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back on the continuation of the study on the Sabbath, how it's illegally, unlawfully, without authority, changed from Saturday to Sunday. Let me quote something out of Revelation 13:9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Is God working with you? Do you have an ear to hear the truth? Abandon the mark of the beast system. Quit worshiping the beast day, his counterfeit, his substitution for God's fourth commandment, Sunday. Repent of your sins and start obeying God. You know, we're saved by grace. So why keep the Sabbath, people ask? Yes, undoubtedly, we're saved by grace. No doubt about it. Ephesians 2:8. But does grace give us license to sin? Is that okay to continue in sin? If one spouse commits adultery against the other spouse, they're caught, they repent, they plead for forgiveness, and the spouse forgives them, does that give them permission to go out and do it again and again and again and again and again? Absolutely not. No one would think that that gives you permission to cheat on your spouse. So why does the fact that God forgives us of our sins, why does that lead us to believe that we can continue to sin, that we can cheat on him with his rivals, they accept a counterfeit, reject his day, and accept Satan's? That's adultery against God. We're committing adultery against God by keeping a counterfeit Sabbath. What is sin, after all? Jesus died to save us from our sins, Matthew 1:21. But what is sin? 1 John 3:4, let me quote it to you. Sin is transgression of the law. It's very simple. It's the biblical definition of sin is violating God's law. If you violate the fourth commandment by accepting a counterfeit or even doing no Sabbath, you're sinning. Pure and simple. You're coveting another day. That's violating another commandment. And the good news is that Jesus died for our sins. The bad news is it doesn't give us permission to continue to commit sins. Once guilty, we need to repent and be forgiven. That is forgiveness. That is grace. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. Let me repeat that. Jesus himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Why do you violate and reject the fourth commandment? Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Keep it because you love him. It's that simple. Do you love him? Then do it. What about those that are deceived? Those that are good in their hearts, good moral people, but simply have been lied to by the preachers who use these things for their own benefit, for their own enrichment. Read your Bible yourself. Don't accept what some man tells you about the Bible. Even me, don't accept what I say. Read it for yourself. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.